From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Tar Heel zeal. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Monday, May 5th, 2008, Cinco de Mayo.
Ah, as they say in Spanish.
As they do. I mean, I celebrated. I went to Whole Foods yesterday, and I was totally one of those
yes,
suckers.
Yes, that is how they celebrated they it back in the 19th century, I believe. Yes.
So and they get suckered in by those big displays of guacamole, avocados, really, and a little cilantro. And I said, sure, yeah, I'll go there. I'll buy some Corona. I'll make myself some guac. And I did.
Isn't it one of those holidays we're supposed to beat ourselves up about that it's not real, it's not authentic?
Yeah, I mean, it's everyone thinks it's the Independence Day for Mexico. It wasn't. It just marked a significant battle a very long time ago.
Can't we take our pleasure in our like St. Patrick's Day, you know, in Dublin, they don't even care. Or Columbus Day, you know, in Italy, no one even celebrates it. Or New Year's, you know, the guy who makes the calendar doesn't even recognize this day. You know, groundhogs aren't even aware it's Groundhog Day.
We're celebrating these despite that reality.
You got to get behind them.
But today on the show, we're going to talk about North Carolina. Tomorrow is the North Carolina primary. So we ask, who is North Carolina? What do they care about? Who are these folks?
And some 300 people in Japan have committed suicide in the last year by drinking a mix of bleach, toilet cleaners, and other household cleaning products. A closer look at this trend, which is called detergent deaths in Japan.
And sports from the weekend, which I assume had something to do with your Tar Heels reference.
No, just, you know, there was no Tar Heel going on there.
All right, fine. Yeah. Will Leach, friend of the BPP from Deadspin.com, is here to talk Kentucky Derby tragedy and triumph over the weekend. We're also going to talk about the NBA and some other sports-like stuff. We'll get the day's news headlines in just a minute. But first, a powerful cyclone has killed nearly 4,000 people in Myanmar, and nearly 3,000 are missing. That's according to state-run media. Hundreds of thousands of people are without shelter.
The storm struck over the weekend, cutting off power in most of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city of 6.5 million people. The people there are lining up to buy candles, which have doubled in price. They're also doing without water, as most of the households use pumps driven by electricity.
Aid agencies are scrambling to deliver supplies from stockpiles across the Southeast Asian nation of 53 million, formerly known as Burma. The Irrawaddy Delta was especially hard hit. That's the country's impoverished rice bowl region. The death toll from tropical cyclone Nargis is likely to climb as officials reach more remote areas around the delta. Chris Kay, the UN's acting humanitarian coordinator in Yangon, said, quote, the villages there have reportedly been completely flattened.
Richard Horsey of the UN Disaster Response Office in Bangkok said, quote, it's clear that this is a major disaster. We know that it's several hundred thousand needing shelter and clean drinking water, but how many hundred thousand, we just don't know.
Aid workers are hampered by a new policy in the military-ruled nation, which requires agencies to have travel permits and official escorts for field trips. It also restricts the transport of supplies and materials.
In spite of the chaos, the ruling junta indicates a referendum on the country's draft constitution will proceed as planned on May 10th. Pro-democracy groups in the country and worldwide say the Constitution is just a tool for the military's continued grip on power.
Now, in case you're following this story and you need a quick primer on cyclones, here you go. Cyclones, hurricanes, and typhoons are different names for the same type of storm. They just happen in different places on the planet. If it happens in the Atlantic or the area of the Pacific near the Americas, it's called a hurricane. On Asia's side of the Pacific, it's a typhoon. And in the Indian Ocean, it's a cyclone.
You could go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.